You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. This weekend, the Historical Association of South Haven is reopening its popular exhibit, Catskills of the Midwest, the Jewish resort era in South Haven. It shows how farms run by Jewish immigrants slowly led to large lakeside resorts for Jewish families all over the region.
Across the lobby, these two families saw each other and they had been in the concentration camp together.
That's Sue Hale of the Historical Association of South Haven, talking about families that met at Mendelssohn's Resort after World War II.
And they'd made it out, you know, and they saw each other from across the lobby and just like, you know, embraced and cried. And, you know, those are the kind of things that just tear me up.
Hale says some of the more upscale resorts brought in famous acts from all over the U.S. Musicians, dancers, singers, comedians. But primarily, these resorts were places for Jewish immigrants to come together and feel accepted.
Don't forget your hat, but leave your worries. Leave them on the doorstep, life's sweet. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
When you walk into the revamped exhibit at the Historical Association, you feel like you're transported back to the Jewish resort's heyday. There's an old jukebox in the corner, brightly colored metal lawn chairs, and old postcards of the resort have been stretched to the size of murals on each wall. Sue Hale says these additions make the exhibit an experience.
The Biltmore Resort was probably my favorite building in South Haven, just because for me it represented like magic Cinderella castle.
Hale says some of the resorts were for working class folks, while others were as swanky as any Las Vegas hotel.
I was a pretty good dancer. Started with rumba, samba, cha-cha. And it was fun. And I would have as many as 100 people in the dance hall.
That's the voice of Sheila Fiddleman, the owner of Fiddleman's Resort. In the early 2000s, the Kalamazoo Valley Museum recorded interviews with Fiddleman and other resort owners, all of whom have since passed away. But how did immigrant farms lead to lavish resorts for Jewish families? In the late 1800s and early 1900s, Jewish immigrants were living in ghettos, much like the ones they left behind in Europe. But in the early 1900s, the Jewish Agricultural Society helped give immigrants who wanted to farm the money to buy land and farm equipment. And by 1920, there were about 30 immigrant farms near South Haven. Because of the short growing season, some farmers found they could make more money by offering rooms to tourists. So farms became farm resorts. Jim Olgaard is the vice president of the Historical Association.
You know, you could go out and pick fruit, or you could go pet the animals, or you could drink milk that was freshly milked, and the corn would come in and be put right in the pot.
Soon, Jewish immigrants wanted a place they could take their families on vacation. Hale says at that time, many resorts along the lakeshore didn't allow Jews to check in. So immigrants of means bought some of those resorts.
They were providing a place for their friends and their families and their, you know, their people to stay.
But by the 1970s, the Jewish resort era was over. Hale says Jewish families could afford to buy a plane ticket somewhere else. They didn't have to drive to South Haven. And Olgaard says by then, the South Haven resorts were a little outdated.
The resorts were not modern. They sometimes had communal bathrooms.
They didn't have
central air conditioning.
And the resort owners, once their kids grew and, you know, were gone, it was hard for them to keep up.
Sue Hale with the Historical Association of South Haven says she hopes the exhibit will keep the memory of these resorts alive. You can see Catskills of the Midwest, the Jewish resort era in South Haven, starting tomorrow at the Historical Association building on Hubbard Street. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.